Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith. Episode 1, Name, Set and Match.
Bit of an anticlimax, isn't it?
Oh, thanks very much.
Marriage, I mean.
An anticlimax?
Yes. Nothing much to marriage so far, is there?
Well, not for you, obviously. You've hardly put your nose over the duvet. Whereas already this morning I have let the dog out, made the tea, brought the paper up. You don't want a husband, you want a housemaid.
Now, black the grates before the butler catches you.
I'm on my tea break.
Didn't you think you'd feel different, though?
Good grief, you go through this with all your husbands?
You make me sound like Zaza Gabor.
Well, did you feel different when you married John?
Oh, I can hardly remember. I was pretty young, you know. I think I got married so I could stay up late.
Well, you've changed. This time you seem to have gotten married to go to bed early.
Well, I'm older now.
So am I. Considerably older than I was this time last week.
Mom, can I come in?
I'm getting older by the minute.
Joe, it is usual to knock first and then enter.
Is it?
Yes, it is. You must respect people's privacy. You knock, we say, come in, and then you can enter.
That's a new one.
No, it isn't. I always knock before I come into your room.
No, you don't.
Yep. Well, mostly. I only don't knock when I'm angry about something.
That's the only time you come into my room. The door's still off its hinges from last time.
Anyway, what do you want?
The sports papers, thanks.
Hang on. Bill might want them.
What?
Ask him first.
Do you want them, Bill?
No, thank you, Joe.
Right then. Cheers. Well, that was a useful conversation, wasn't it?
It would be nice if you asked first, Joe.
God! West Ham's got a new manager.
He's not listening to me, Bill.
You're right. I don't think you should lecture on an empty stomach, Faith. You know it upsets you.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it upsets me.
Got any more shampoo, Mum?
Hannah, you could knock first.
But Joe's in here.
Nevertheless, you should always knock before invading someone's privacy. You come in when I say come in.
You're always bursting into my room.
I said that to her.
No, I'm not.
You did it last Saturday. You said, I told you not to write with felt tips when you're lying on the bed.
Yes, well, you shouldn't. Hannah, have you said good morning to your stepfather?
No.
Well, are you going to?
Yes, all right, Mum. You don't have to choreograph conversation, you know. We can communicate without your instructions. Morning, Bill.
I'm off. I've been through this before.
Well, I'm getting into the bathroom first.
Be my guest.
Why is Hannah so foul in the morning?
Could it be inherited?
It's a stupid thing she said.
She was right, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, I know what you're trying to do.
Oh, really?
You're trying to include me in the family.
Oh, that's what I'm doing, is
it? But I am not some maiden aunt who needs humouring. If I think Joe or Hannah are being rude, I'll tell them.
Well, why didn't you?
Because I didn't even think about it.
You see, I have to think of everything round here.
Hannah, Joe and I are quite capable of learning how to get along with each other without being told what to say.
Oh, and who's telling you what to say?
Telling Hannah to say good morning to me wasn't very subtle.
I never said I was subtle.
That's true. I can't claim a refund under the Trades Descriptions Act, then.
Do you want to?
Could you repeat the question?
Oh, this is our honeymoon, you know.
Oh, it's a bit crowded so far.
Well, now it is.
Hey, you never told me I would still be expected to indulge in smutty practices.
Didn't I?
I thought once we were married you'd stop molesting me.
Well, you ruffle! Oh, go away!
Morning, Mr. McGregor.
Morning, Mr.
Burroughs, from number 17. You've done it, then.
Have I?
Got married.
Oh, we have indeed.
I'm relieved.
You're not the only one.
It puts a strain on the community when things are not as they should be.
Oh, I hadn't realised.
People don't, you see. And that's when the trouble starts.
Trouble?
Drunkenness, revelry, not putting the rubbish in plastic bags.
And marriage solves all that, does it?
It has been known to calm the frisky.
I wondered why I was feeling so tired.
May I just have a quick word about verges?
Verges?
I think we like to keep them clear, don't we?
Of what?
Off tyres, Mr. McGregor. The enemy of us who love the land.
Oh, I hadn't realised I'd parked on the verges.
Well, it may not be you, Mr. McGregor, but you are responsible for others.
Well, I don't think Faith would.
Oh, it's possibly young Hannah I've observed in passing. She has a driving style I describe as...
suicidal?
Flamboyant. And I'm afraid it's the verges which suffer.
I'll mention it.
I'll be grateful. Young people need a firm hand.
Oh, I think their mother's pretty firm. I've always found her firm. Very firm indeed.
I take it you'll be joining the Residents Association?
Of course. Bring me your ring road plans, your objections to the bus routes. I'm your man.
I'm pleased, though surprised at your interest, Mr. McGregor. But it does pay to know what's going on around you. Neighbours should keep an eye on each other's doings.
Rubbish.
What?
Must put the bags out before I go to work. Oh.
Morning, Bill. Welcome back.
I've only been away a day.
Yes, but a lot has happened.
Well, I suppose marriage is quite a big step.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Didn't you?
You've got a new neighbour.
What?
I've moved Douglas out of the next office, and Liza's moved in.
Richard?
She's on the staff now.
As what?
A design consultant, of course.
It's you she's got designs on.
I know. Isn't it exciting?
Richard, you are a married man.
I try not to think about that, though.
You've got to think about it, Richard. You can't have an affair with Liza.
Surely you understand. After all, you married her.
Yes, but I'm better now.
She's bewitched me.
That I can believe.
Hello, Eve.
Oh, my God.
Neighbor. Oh. Everybody needs good neighbor.
Oh, you look wonderful, Liza. I'll see you for lunch, shall I? I must go. I've got a meeting with the managing director.
Can't wait. And how's the newlywed?
Don't ask.
Marriage not working out, then?
The marriage is fine.
Really? But then your expectations weren't very high, were they?
Liza, Faith and I are very happy. At least Faith is very happy.
I knew it.
I am less than happy about the fact that you are apparently now on the staff.
It was inevitable.
Inevitable, as in you talked Richard into it.
He could see the sense of it.
He can't see anything much these days. You've addled his brain.
With my charms.
With your shopping list. And what's this?
It's my nameplate for my desk.
It says Liza McGregor.
That's right.
You're not Liza McGregor anymore.
Well, I know I wasn't for a bit.
Liza, when we got divorced, you decided to call yourself Liza Ferrari.
It was a whim.
It was more than a whim.
Well, I realised it was a mistake.
Well, you can't have McGregor. Someone else has got it now.
There are more McGregors in the world than you and Thingy.
She is not Thingy. She is Faith.
Anyway, it's quite a common name.
I'm surprised you want it, then.
It's my name. Anyway, you said you were descended from Scottish royalty.
It's Faith's name now.
The second Mrs. McGregor, you mean?
The only Mrs. McGregor.
I was the first.
Oh, I know why you want it. It's because Faith has a name now.
Actually, you're quite wrong.
Am I?
Richard and I had a little talk.
Oh, God.
He felt that choosing the name Ferrari said something about me.
That you're expensive, noisy, and a show-off?
He said that although I am obviously fiery and exotic, one shouldn't give the impression of being too unusual.
It's too late. You've already given it.
He thought McGregor balanced my glamour a bit.
He said all that rubbish, did he?
He said McGregor sounded solid, dependable, and trustworthy.
Even more reason for you not to use it.
Very fond of it, actually.
All of a sudden.
And I'll be able to use my monogrammed luggage again. You bought me that when we got married, didn't you?
It was strangely appropriate. You packed your bags and left 3 years later.
Remember when we came back from our honeymoon?
You came back first. I had to get a second cab with the rest of your luggage.
You couldn't wait to get me across the threshold, too.
Cut up your American Express card.
We had a very passionate relationship, didn't we?
You mean we had fights?
And now we're together again.
We are not together, Liza. You are standing in my office and I am not enjoying it.
Look, we've got connecting doors. It'll be just like that palazzo in Florence when I used to sneak in and surprise you.
It didn't surprise me. I knew you were after my small change.
That reminds me. Have you got any coins? Mm. I gather there's a coffee vending machine or something squalid, and I've only got a £20 note.
Ask Richard.
He said you'd show me the ropes.
Don't tempt me.
Mum, why did you have to get married?
I didn't have to get married, Hannah. I wanted to get married. Don't varnish your nails on the table.
It was much more interesting when you were living in sin.
I was not living in sin.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. We were just spending the odd weekend together.
You in sin?
Me and Bill.
You had a certain glamour.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. I much preferred introducing Bill as my mother's lover than as my stepfather.
I don't think he enjoyed it very much.
The thing is, parents don't give much entertainment value as a rule, and having a lover definitely put you above average.
Oh, so I've become dull and boring, have I?
To be honest, yeah. You could have strung it out a bit longer and run off to Rio to get married.
It would have paid them, help them.
There's one good thing to come out of it, though.
Oh, just one.
I've got another name. Hannah McGregor. Sounds rather good, don't you think?
It's not your name.
Oh, don't be selfish. I can have it.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Grayshot is your name.
Well, you can change names.
My father wouldn't like it.
I don't think he'd give a monkey's one way or the other.
Hannah.
He's got a new life in Florida, Mum. He only sends me a letter at Christmas. I don't think he's going to catch the next plane over to talk me out of it.
Well, I'll talk you out of it. Grayshot's your family name. You'll upset your grandparents.
Gran got married again. She's not Grayshot anymore. Why should I feel responsible?
Anyway, you're an adult. Now is not the time to change your name.
It's perfect. I'm just off to university. It's a new chapter in my life. And I fancy a new name to go with it.
It was Hannah Grayshot who got the university place. If Hannah McGregor turns up, there'll be no end of administrative problems.
That's typical.
Oh, Hannah, wait. Where's the nail varnish remover? That's a whole bottle. I told you not to do it on the
it's
table.
It's all right, Mum. It won't leave a stain. Don't you think it's a good name for me?
I can think of a few others, actually.
Anyone home? Mmm, something smells nice.
Hi.
I picked these up whilst I was in the queue at the post office.
Oh, yes.
It's a passport renewal and a driving licence form.
Well, I'm sure Hannah will appreciate it, Bill, but she can't afford a holiday now, you know, and her driving test's not for months.
It's not for her.
Oh?
Well, I knew you'd want to get a new passport before we went on holiday.
Why, I've still got almost a year to run on my old one.
It doesn't all stop with the marriage certificate, you know, Faith. You've got to change your name and all sorts of things.
Change it?
Yes, to McGregor. And I've written to the bank about a joint account.
What the hell for?
Well, because we're a married couple.
Why should I want a joint account?
Liza wanted one.
Oh, that was a good idea, was it?
Well, of course it wasn't, but that was Liza. You're different.
Yes, I am. And I don't want one.
Would you care to elaborate your reasons?
No, I wouldn't at the moment, actually. There are too many of them.
Well, one would be nice. Are you worried I'd run off with your family allowance?
No. Peel those for me.
What?
The potatoes. Look, just because we're married doesn't mean we're one person.
Well, I realise that. I certainly don't want to be the same person as you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Look, Faith, I'm not threatening your individuality. It's just handy for the gas bill, having a joint account.
I want my own account.
Well, naturally, you can have that as well.
I intend to. I need a business account, Bill. After all, payments of my artwork will be made out to Grayshot, not McGregor.
Well, not in the future, surely.
Why? Do you want me to give up work and be a kept woman as well?
No. These potatoes are a bit green. I thought you'd use the name Faith McGregor for your illustrations now.
Don't be daft.
Daft?
I have spent years building up a reputation as the artist Faith Grayshot. What's the point of throwing it all away?
You mean if you call yourself McGregor, people won't give you work?
I'd have to explain who I was, wouldn't I? Oh, take my word for it, but it's a problem men don't have and don't understand.
Are you saying I'm a mutton-headed chauvinist?
No. Well, I just hope you'll understand that it's hard enough getting your name known in the magazine world without changing it every 5 minutes.
I suppose you won't want to change your name on your passport and driving licence either.
Not at the moment, thanks.
I don't want to hear your reasons.
Okay.
What are they?
I married you, Bill, not your name.
I thought you married both. Whenever I've called you Mrs. McGregor in the past, I thought you rather enjoyed it.
I do, quite. But that doesn't mean I want to be called that all the time. If you like, I have a working name.
One name is enough for most people.
Well, maybe not for me. I need different names for different areas of my life.
Oh, so I'm an area now, am I? Why didn't you tell me all this before we got married?
I assumed you'd understand that I needed to keep my professional identity.
Anyone would think you didn't like my name. Do you?
It's all right.
All right? It's one of the most ancient, revered and evocative of Scottish names.
Fine.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's just that Mrs. McGregor sounds like some kindly old soul who helps out at the corner shop and takes the collection in the kirk on Sundays.
Liza likes it.
Likes? I thought Liza was in the past tense.
Oh, well, she's in the next office now.
What? How did that happen?
Richard moved her in.
To do what?
Well, so far all she's done is burst in, say halloween, and threaten to call herself Liza McGregor again.
But she can't.
There's nothing to stop her.
It's not her name.
It was. Anyway, why are you so bothered? You don't seem to want the name, so why can't Liza have it?
I didn't say I didn't want it. I just said...
You didn't like it. Anything else of mine you're not keen on?
Well, yes, actually. That yellow shirt of yours makes you look like a band leader.
What a head-on! And the crowd are on their feet. This may be a game of two halves, but the lad's done good. Over to you in the studio, Des.
Joe, I'd be grateful if you could blow the whistle on match of the day. Dog and I came out for a quiet walk.
What's a walk without football?
Enjoyable.
Pointless. Bill?
Yeah?
Do you fancy adopting me?
No.
I realise you'd need a little time to think about it.
No.
I wouldn't be any trouble.
Why do you want to be adopted all of a sudden? Has your mother disowned you?
No.
Well, after the names you called Mr. Burroughs this evening, I'm thinking about disowning you.
You called Bert a useless article.
Bert is a useless article.
He's not. He was just chasing a cat off Mr. Burroughs' lawn.
It was Mr. Burroughs' cat, and he was chasing it through his Yucca Gloriosa. You must try and keep this dog under control, Joe.
He's always my dog when he's in trouble.
That's because he usually gets into trouble with you. Bert, come here.
Anyway, as I was saying, I like the name McGregor.
Oh, not you too.
Can I take it then that you'll get the papers?
What papers?
Well, to adopt me.
Joe, you're too old to be adopted. You'll be finished school in a couple of years. And besides, you've got a perfectly good father of your own.
Yeah, but you've taken over.
I haven't taken over. I have merely married your mother.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
So we're all McGregors now.
Why do you want to be a McGregor?
So I can play for Scotland.
Oh, I see.
I'd have two choices, you see, if I was a half-breed.
A what?
Well, born in England, but with a Scottish father, I could play football for Scotland or England. They probably both want me.
Joe, you have yet to play for a fourth division side. Making plans for an international cap seems a bit premature.
It'll happen.
I admire your confidence.
That's why I'm clearing all the obstacles.
I think you've got it wrong about the qualifications for playing for Scotland.
That's what a bloke at school said.
In that case, I stand corrected.
Don't mind being called Joe McGregor.
How kind of you.
Will sound good on match of the day.
I think your mother might have a few objections.
She'll want me to play for England. I'll realise that.
I mean changing your name.
So you don't want to hear your name being roared from the terraces at Hampden Park?
You paint a tempting picture, Joe. I'll give you that. Oh, I'm not walking the dog with Joe again.
What's happened now?
Joe let Bert off the lead, and he belted across Mr. Burroughs' lawn and shredded his Yucca Gloriosa.
Well, that was only 99% predictable.
I'm beginning to learn what it means to be associated with the local hooligans.
You imply my family are vandals.
Well, your dog certainly is.
Our dog. He is our dog. Yours as much as mine now.
No, you reject my name, but I get your dog. I didn't marry the dog, Faith.
Sure, she's sensitive, yes. Try to make him feel wanted, Bill.
Careful. I've only taken you on approval, and at the moment, I don't approve at all.
Neither do I.
What?
I don't approve of you whizzing off for the weekend without telling me.
I'm not whizzing off anywhere.
Richard's wife's just phoned. She said that she and I must get together while you and Richard are off on this management training course in Wales next weekend.
I don't know anything about it.
It's a bit early for sneaking off with your fancy piece, Bill. We've only been married 48 hours.
You're as much as I can handle. Bloody Richard.
What's he done?
I'll tell you what he's about to do. I bet he's lied to Marjorie about this course so he can sneak off with Liza.
Bloody Liza?
Quite.
Well, why don't you tell Richard that it's an absolute cheat for him to involve you in his extramarital activities? And what's more, he's chosen a particularly stupid person to get involved with, knowing what we know about Liza's talent as a pain in the neck and general irritant. And why doesn't he just behave himself and be nice to Marjorie? Because, good grief, they've been married for years, and what about their son?
Slow down. I'm writing this down, Faith. Now, what comes after absolute cheek?
Ah, morning, Bill. Hope you're awash with creative juices today. We need some stunning layouts for the holiday issue.
Richard, have you got a minute?
Yes, sure. Well, what is it?
Could we go into my office?
Of course.
to be in Liverpool.
Well?
Marjorie phoned us at home yesterday.
What?
Do you know, I've heard the expression frozen with terror, but I'd never actually seen it before.
What did she want?
Any ideas?
Well, did she mention a management training weekend?
The one you're going on with me?
I meant to tell you, Bill.
There is one, then.
No, there isn't.
You're sneaking off with Liza, aren't you?
Not sneaking, exactly.
Well, we're all coming to wave you off, are we?
I don't think of it as sneaking.
Well, I'm sorry, Richard, but I do.
That's because you're Scottish.
What?
Well, the Scots have a rather advanced sense of...
Honesty?
Prudishness.
If you mean that I believe that just because you're married you shouldn't have an affair, you're wrong.
Am I?
That's entirely up to you, Richard. I might think it's an extremely bad manner thing to do to Marjorie, but I'm not going to sit in moral judgment.
Oh, I thought you were.
Richard, Marjorie thinks you're going away with me.
Well, McGregor is a convenient name to book adjoining rooms.
McGregor? Oh, the light dawns. You were keen for Liza to revert to McGregor so that whenever you wanted her to accompany you, you could always make out it was me.
I'm just not very good at being devious.
Stick with Liza, you'll get better.
I'm sorry, Bill. I didn't mean to involve you, really.
You're supposed to say, what can I do to make it up to you?
Am I?
Yes.
Okay. What can I do to make it up to you, apart from giving up Liza and telling Marjorie?
Those are your problems. All I want is Liza moved from the office next door.
To where?
Mongolia would be nice. But David's old office would do for the moment. It's empty while he's in the States, and is far enough away from me so that I can hear Liza's slingbacks approaching up the corridor and take evasive action.
Anything else?
It would be nice if you could get her to change her name back to Ferrari.
It's hardly worth it. It won't be long before we're married.
Richard, it'll be years, even if Marjorie agrees.
Oh, there you are, talking about me.
Actually, we were. Richard was just saying he'd like to change your name.
What I meant, darling, was that you'll soon be Mrs. Smith.
Smith? Never.
It's the shock, Richard. She never looks at a man with less than two syllables, as a rule.
Mrs. Liza Smith will be music to my ears.
Perhaps we're rushing things.
Good evening, Mr. McGregor.
Ah, Mr. Burroughs.
I was just passing.
In your slippers?
Oh, good heavens, silly me.
You seem to have a tea cake in your hand.
Oh, well, I often get peckish when I'm out for a stroll.
In your slippers?
Yes.
In the rain?
It's just a spot. Have you thought about a Garia elliptica, Mr. McGregor?
I have thought about many things today, Mr. Burroughs, but that is not one of them.
It's just a suggestion.
Well, it's either an Italian starlet or the sort of astrological event that only occurs once a century.
It's a shrub, Mr. McGregor. A useful shrub. For covering unsightly blemishes.
Any suggestions as to where to put it, Mr. Burroughs?
I thought at the junction of your garage wall would be nice.
Well, I'll consult my horticulturist and get back to you.
Tidy garden is a tidy mind.
Well, I think we prefer the natural look.
I like straight lines myself.
Somehow I thought you would. Anyway, what did you want to see me about so urgently? Surely a Garia elliptica isn't worth the sacrifice of a cold tea cake.
I just happen to have the date of the next residents' association with me, plus the agenda, minutes of the last meeting, matters arising, and a list of members.
Mm-hmm. Something to read while strolling, eh?
That's the ticket. Anyway, bearing your interest in mind, I thought we could go together.
Did you?
We'll be spending a bit of time on sewage outlets, but there's going to be a bit of a ding-dong on the rerouting of the 65 bus, which I think you'll find fascinating. Have a look. See? There's your number, top of the page.
Yes, yes, I see.
Hello, Bill. Mr. Burroughs. Did you know you've got your slippers on?
The happy couple.
Happy-ish.
Do you want to come with me, Bill? I've just got to take the dog round the park.
Oh, I think I'll pass on that one, Faith.
I hope you've got him properly harnessed.
Well, I try to keep him under control, Mr. Burroughs, but I do have to let him go to work.
Well, I meant that dog. My cat's still convalescing from the shock. And there's a kink in my yucca gloriosa that'll never strike.
Oh, Mr. Burroughs has something for you, Faith.
I have?
Yes, the Residents Association forms.
But I thought they were for you.
Yes, so did I.
Mr. Burroughs will be going with you to the meeting, dear.
Yes, but...
Apparently sewage and bus routes are on the agenda. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Why can't you go?
Why, I'm not invited. It's addressed to Faith Grayshot. Well, that's you, isn't it? All right, I'm coming.
Good grief,
week, Hannah. What are you doing up at this hour?
I'm going on a diet, but it doesn't start until breakfast, so I thought I'd have some toast first.
Too early for common sense, obviously.
Actually, I'm being sensible. I've decided to stick with my name, Mum, you'll be pleased to hear.
Ah, good.
I thought, you're unlikely to make Greyshot a famous name, so it's up to me.
Thanks, Hannah.
Well, you'll be Faith McGregor now, won't you?
No, I'm not really planning to change my name.
Oh? And what does Bill think of that?
He understands.
That's not what it sounded like last night.
Oh, you heard, did you?
Not just me, Mum. I should think Planet Saturn picked up most of it. Was that your first fight as a married couple?
No. We had a fight on the way back from the registry office when I slammed the cab door on Bill's hand.
You never used to fight before you were married.
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did. That's true. Anyway, I think you're wrong.
About anything in particular or just my whole attitude to child-rearing in general?
No. I think you should understand why Bill wants you to use his name.
Oh, and you know, do you?
Yes, I think I do. He loves you. And he's proud of you. And he wants you to be Faith McGregor.
To own me, you mean?
Oh, God, you lot are so reactionary. I suppose it's because your generation came through all that women's lib stuff. It makes you so aggressive.
Who said I was aggressive?
I did. Our generation would be quite happy to be kept women and have babies, but you all rushed about getting us equal rights, and now we have to work for a living.
Sorry I liberated you.
So you should be. Anyway, just be a bit nicer to Bill or I'm leaving home.
You're leaving anyway, thank goodness.
All right. Be nicer to Bill or I'll stay.
I'll be nicer.
Good morning, my love. I've brought you breakfast. The sun has got his hat. Hip, 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 hip.
Oh, no.
What's your leg doing there?
It's always been there, just below my hip.
Well, sticking out of the bed like that.
I didn't know you were about to career into it.
Oh, look at that.
Well, let me get my eyes open first. Oh, scrambled egg and orange juice.
Get it all sloshed out because of your leg.
Are you looking for a fight?
No. I was bringing your breakfast because you said I never did.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, have you been having arguments with yourself whilst I was asleep?
Of course I have.
Who won?
I was trying to be understanding about Liza and admit that I was a bit rude about your name.
Is this an apology?
Well, not anymore because I'm upset now about the breakfast and I don't feel generous.
It was too good to last.
Mum? Oh, I thought I told you to knock, Hannah. Satisfied? That these flowers came.
Oh, who are they for?
Mrs. McGregor, whoever she is.
Aren't you going to look at them?
Yes, okay. Who are they from?
Well, read the card.
To my wife, so far so good. Did you send these when we were still speaking?
You guessed.
What would you write now?
So far, so help me.
In episode one of Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, James Bolam played Bill and Linda Bellingham Faith. Belinda Lang was Liza, Jeffrey Whitehead Richard, Emma Gregory Hannah, Mark Denham Joe, and Norman Bird Mr. Burrows. Second Thoughts was produced by Paul Schlesinger.